My name is Yasmin. I'm a member of the Palestinian Youth Movement.
Okay, could you tell us about the history and origins of the PYM?
So the Palestinian Youth Movement has been around for quite a long time. It emerged in the aftermath of the Second Intifada, which was from roughly 1999 till 2004. And basically a lot of the youth that were involved in the Second Intifada were really disillusioned with the political leadership in Palestine at the time, and they wanted to, they believed in a free Palestine from the river to the sea. They believed in the role of like young people in the Palestinian struggle. Actually, young Palestinians and Arabs have always been on the front lines of the struggle in Palestine and beyond. And so they built this network through the organizing that they had done together in the Second Intifada. And then in 2008, the network formalized into a movement. And a few years later, obviously, we know the Arab Spring happened and a lot of Arab countries witnessed revolutions. And so a lot of the youth were involved in these revolutions, and many of them were disappeared or made refugees. Some of them were martyred. And so the network, the movement kind of fell apart a little bit in the 2000s. And the only chapter that was left standing was in the Bay Area, in the so-called United States of America, or Occupied Turtle Island. And from 2012, they started slowly rebuilding the movement. And now there's 14 chapters across North America, 11 in the United States, and 3 in so-called Canada, and there's now a chapter here in Britain that we've been building since the summer of 2021, and there's also 3 in Sweden and 1 in Italy.
Yeah. And could you tell us a little, Jasmine, about how did you get inserted into the movement?
Yeah, so a lot of us were involved in different other groups, like student, mostly student organizing, but some of us were also in the solidarity movement. And many of us really wanted like a political home for young people, for people who believed in a full Palestine from the river to the sea, who like understood Zionism to be the enemy of the Palestinian people, and that that is what needed to be targeted. And we also really wanted a space for Palestinian Arab youth, because unfortunately many of them like care about Palestine but are depoliticized and have not experienced organizing, and so we wanted to create a political home for them. And so after the Unity Intifada in 2021, we some people started reaching out to the Palestinian youth movement in America, and eventually we started building. We were 4 people at the beginning, and now we have 14 members in our chapter.
And this is an event for banner making for the Nakba Day. Will you tell us what is the event going to be about?
Yeah, so today we had a banner making event because on the 13th of May there's going to be a march in London to commemorate 75 years of Nakba. And the march is basically resisting the narrative that Palestinians have forgotten and that the cause is lost, but actually that people will never forget. And the resistance to Zionism and to the Israeli so-called state is very much alive, and that in the diaspora we recognize our responsibility to stand with people on the ground, because we're not in solidarity with them, we're one people who are fighting against Israel and fighting against Zionism. To see a liberated Palestine and to see Palestinians in the diaspora return to their homeland.
So could you give us a short explanation? What is the Nakba Day for the Mexican people?
Yeah, the Nakba was, it's quite often understood as a moment in history or like an event in history, but actually the Nakba is a structure. So the Nakba is kind of shorthand for the dispossession of Palestinian people. And in that way, actually, the Nakba is not a unique event. Like many people in the world have experienced dispossession and imperial subjugation. And so in the PYM, in our analysis of the Nakba, we understand that this was a moment in which like the British Empire and Zionism pushed people out of their homelands in 47 and 48. But actually, for example, key people who led resistance efforts prior to the Nakba in Palestine were from other countries in the Arab world. And after 1948, the history of the Palestinian Revolution has many internationalist figures that were involved. So we have people in the PLO that were from Spain and from Japan and from other Arab nations, from Yemen and from India and Pakistan. So to us, the Nakba is the particular manifestation of settler colonialism and dispossession in Palestine, but it's not a unique moment in Palestinian history, and it's definitely not exceptional to like the struggles of people who are resisting imperialism everywhere in the world.
Oh, no, thank you. You just changed my view of the Nakba. Last comment or message, something that I haven't asked you that you would like to say?
I guess also it might be useful to know that like the Nakba commemoration actually used to be called the Day of Palestinian Struggle. So May 15 prior to 1998 was known as Yom Nidal al-Falastini, or the Day of the Palestinian Struggle. And actually that way of like thinking about May 15th forces us to reckon with the fact that like the Nakba is ongoing, and even though that seems really daunting, it actually means that the aim of Zionism hasn't been accomplished, because it's ongoing. We're still resisting, we're still fighting. And so it's important for us to think about it that way, because it makes liberation, it makes us realize our responsibility towards liberation, because liberation is possible.
Thank you, sister. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you so much.